Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we are going to continue talking about challenges in learning to move in the supernatural gifts. Just to sort of touch base on something we introduced last week is we are starting a conversion of the title of the program and the whole emphasis of the ministry. We have been going by prepare, and we can prepare. But the whole idea of we can, there are things that each one of us as an individual can do to be ready for whatever God has for us in our lives, in our circumstances, on a day-to-day basis. That the goal is not necessarily to know what's in the future, but to be ready for what's in the future. And that's God's joy, is to make us ready. Well, the problem is that through a variety of circumstances, the prepper movement has really taken off. And because of the title we've been using, there is a bit of confusion about what we are about. And so we've changed the title of the program, or are changing it, the radio program and the website and the ministry, and even a little bit tweaking the emphasis from prepare to the Rainers Club. And really what we're looking to do is develop greater interactivity between the individuals who are grasping the whole concept of the practicality of knowing God. That there are things that we can individually do to gain confidence in our relationship with God. And we can learn from one another and encourage and share with one another to, with the final goal, being able to hear His voice clearly, to be able to test what we hear, to be able to share what we know about God. And that what we know about Him is based on experience rather than theory. And because of that, our main goal is not going to be to learn what somebody else teaches. It's going to be very practical. Does what you believe work? Is what you're believing bringing you healing, peace, rest, guidance? Is it strengthening your relationships? Are you closer to knowing God fully, spirit, soul, and body? The healing that's taking place in your life, is it bringing you into that oneness? Your spirit, your soul, your body. Are you overcoming your crutches? Are you changing? Are you becoming more dependent on God? Are you developing your own judgment? Are you learning to rule and reign here on this earth? Are you conquering the mountains in your life? Now notice, none of those is dependent on anybody else. None of those is dependent on you knowing scriptures or doctrine or being connected to the right church or the right movement. All those things are between you and God, and that's the way He wants it. So So our focus is to provide the tools and the opportunity, the environment, to be able to get to know God as well as we possibly can here on this earth. Now, Jesus, we know, knew his Father quite well. He could say he and the Father were one. And he wants that for us, too. He wants us to be one, as he is one with the Father. And as we become one, spirit, soul, and body, our spirit, because it is born of spirit, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Like begets like. In our spirit, we have everything we need to overcome all the obstacles in our life now, to fully engage in the training that God has for us now, that we can fully embrace now. And so that's what we're going to be looking at, is we're going to be trying to make things very straightforward and clear, and hopefully there'll be, I'm sure, some trial and error in getting some things clear, but that's the final goal, is that anyone coming to this information can sense the Spirit of God on it and be able to incorporate it into what God is doing in their life right away. Again, being able to hear his voice, to test what we hear, and then act on it. Now, we have enemies in this world. The world system itself, the devil, and our own crutches. The things we've been relying on, the beliefs, the behaviors that keep us from relying on God, keeping control of ourselves. Well, two out of three of those have already been conquered. The world system, Jesus conquered 2,000 years ago. The devil, Jesus conquered 2,000 years ago. The only enemy he didn't conquer was our crutch, the crutches we create. The scriptures refer to it as flesh. Now that's created, built up around your soul, where your soul has been broken, where you have been wounded and you believe lies. We come up with an explanation for why things happen, or why we do certain things. And then we build a life around that. And God does not want us to live believing lies. So he targets those areas in our lives where we're using crutches. Now, Jesus could not take on that enemy for us, because he never did form a crutch. He never believed a lie. Now, he was wounded and rejected just like all of us. What was it that kept him from believing a lie and creating flesh, learning to live with a crutch? What was it? He knew his Father. He knew how to go to him. He was trained by his Father. He knew how to hear his voice. He received his life, his direction, everything from his Father. And that's what he wants for us. So that's what we're shooting for. And we're coming at it from a wide variety of angles. We're also coming at it with the understanding that where you are at, what we may be teaching on at any given point may not have any relevance to what God is doing in your life at any given time. And we're fine with that. and hopefully you are too, because our goal is not to be matching somebody's expectations or trying to fit into somebody else's categories or be on the cutting edge. In the mainline religions and churches, there does seem to be a cycle that things go through. We won't get into that now, but just there seems to be some safe areas where people respond and are comfortable with. We're going to go wherever God wants us to go. And I encourage that for you as well, that part of our process of teaching you how to hear from God, He may tell you to go in a different direction than with us. And that's what you are going to be responsible for. This is part of our process of learning to hear His voice. Because when you are confident that you are hearing from Him, part of what happens is you gain not only confidence that you're hearing from Him, but you're starting to let His peace and love and joy seep into you, where there's a fearlessness and a courage and an enthusiasm and a gratitude that comes from being with God and being in Him and knowing Him. Now, one of the problems is, and I'll let you know this, is when you start that relationship and really start giving into His direction in your life, there's a thirst that comes and a hunger where nothing else satisfies. So when you give God an inch, He takes a mile. And He enjoys the process. He wants us to enjoy the process. We shouldn't be going through this life thinking, well, I'm going to earn all the jewels in my crown, so when I die, I'll have lots of jewels in my crown. What a waste of a perfectly good life. We have no idea what's next, except odds are what we think is probably wrong. But to think that this is all the training we're going to get is here on this short life, here on this earth, I think it's pretty limiting to the creativity and the expanse of who God is and what He wants for us. Which is, again, why we just focus on the now. Lord, what would you have me to be focusing on now? What's on your heart for me now? Lord, what's on my heart for you now? And living in the now. Again, we aren't irresponsible. We recognize that we have a body that needs to be taken care of, and we have a soul that needs to be taken care of, that we have responsibilities over our soul and our body. So we don't neglect them. It's not like we think that we can, you know, not take care of ourselves and that God will do that for us. No, it's part of the balance of being a spirit being that has a soul and lives in a body. It's part of all that together that makes us be in the position to be learning whatever it is God has for us now. So moving back to the teaching we've been talking about the supernatural gifts. And I recognize that some of the things we're talking about may not have been what you've learned. And this is fine. I'm not saying that what you have learned elsewhere is wrong. And if what you're learning elsewhere have learned or even have been taught with, from God, if it's bringing you into peace and rest, and if it's accomplishing in your life what God wants to be accomplishing, then that's terrific. That's wonderful. Good for you. There's no competition here, because our goal for you is freedom. Free to hear from God for yourself, but also with freedom comes responsibility to hear for God, from God for yourself. So we look at when we look at some of the challenges in learning to move in the supernatural gifts of the Spirit, there's a series of things that we can see, and if we look objectively, we can see that being forewarned about some of these things will bring us to the whole realization of what the problem is in a way that we can be forewarned about. And when we listen in that term, and when we expect that, okay, what God is going to do, we can recognize, okay, this is an area, is this, you know, when, for instance, when there's criticism, or we feel like, you know, we just don't want to do something anymore, we can start recognizing, oh, wait a minute, is that one of those areas where I want to learn from other people's experience that there's something else going on, rather than make mistakes of our own? You're going to make mistakes, okay? There's no two ways about it. We learn far more from our mistakes than we do if we got everything right perfectly the first time. So let's embrace, accept that whole concept, and then move on from there. So our first challenge that we're all, and these, we're all going to deal with these. We're probably all going to deal with all of them. How it looks, what it looks like in your life might be different than anybody else's life. And that's fine, because all we're talking about is giving you some clues, some things to look for in your life or in the lives of others, so that we can not get distracted by these challenges. So the first one is basically just personal immaturity. We know that there's a difference between being childlike and childish. Maturity is not a function of age or experience or education or talent or even anointing or gifting of God. Neither is maturity a function of how much we can accomplish, how well we function in the gifts, or what church or movement we belong to or are affiliated with. Instead, maturity is a function of our dependence on God alone to get our needs met. It is the recognition that whoever meets our needs in some manner controls us. Let me repeat that. If you are looking to some person or some group of people or some external standard, that's an area where you are not depending on God. And that external element has power over you, has control over you. Because if they withhold approval, that affects you. And you can be manipulated, you can be hurt, you can believe a lie. Once we recognize that and we begin to live internally, looking for our needs to be met through God alone. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't do that through others. But we don't insist that others meet our needs. We are open to it, but we don't insist on it. We know that if the others don't meet our needs, God will do it himself. And if they aren't met to our expectation, they weren't needs after all. They may be wants. We may be confused about the whole concept anyway. But it's important to keep that into consideration, especially as we move forward in learning how God works, because he will start moving through you, and you may start getting some attention, either positive or negative. And they can be equally scary and equally corrupting. Criticism can be less damaging than praise, unless you know that God alone meets your needs and you want it that way. Because again, whoever meets our needs in some manner controls us. So it's acting on that recognition by learning to say no and be willing to let the Lord alone be the one who recognizes your growth. Even if nobody else says, wow, you know, you're doing real good. And honestly, that's probably going to be few and far between. But knowing that God thinks you're doing great, that will be the life. So what may look like going from mistake to others is going from glory to glory in his eyes. When you start seeing things from his perspective, the things of this world, the approach that he has for us, the way we value, categorize how we are doing, how others are doing, it's almost stood on its head, almost 180 degrees different than what we were expecting. And we want to let him change our perspective. This is, again, why we want to recognize that so much of what we believe we've absorbed rather than were taught by him. We got it from our history, from our family, from our temperament. We inherited it, or we just happened to be around it, rather than having been taught by God himself. So then the next thing, so that was personal immaturity. So the next thing is, and that's just on our personal, as we are learning to make mistakes, learning to do new things. The flip side of that is personal immaturity in using the supernatural gifts. So not just as a person are we immature, but recognize that there is a personal immaturity in learning to use, shall we say, the weapons of our warfare. Just because someone is immature, and again, we're all immature, that doesn't give any of us the justification either to ignore the results of their gifts or to neglect the operation of the gifts in our own lives. So, yes, we're immature. Others are immature. So what? That doesn't mean we ignore or poo-poo other people's operating in the gifts or making their mistakes, or for us, or that doesn't give us the excuse to ignore the gifts in our own life. It's the exact opposite. It's we all start where we're at and we learn. Even Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. And there's going to be sacrifices you'll have to make. So what? That's what we're all learning to do anyway in our own lives. Any goal worth achieving is worth fighting for, is worth sacrificing for. Part of our problem is we have the wrong goals. We think we just need to get through this life and then we'll be walking on streets of gold. And I really don't think that's true. But rather than arguing about what's next, really what we're looking for is the peace and the satisfaction and the contentment of knowing God now. That's the goal. To be healed. To enjoy our lives now. To know him as he chooses to reveal himself. The whole idea is that God wants to reveal himself to you. And we want to be able to let him do that, however he chooses. And we can't do that if we are the ones thinking we are making the standards, if we are setting the standards, that we're going to set up the goals and God has to match that and other people have to match that. So the more we can let God be the God, and we will be the sons and the students, we'll get along much better. And then recognize that everybody else we're dealing with, we're just classmates. We're all attending our own private school, but we all have the same tutor, the same personal trainer. We're all learning the same material, but we're all in a different place in our lives. And that's the way God wants it. We'll be moving in and out of our lives, our training with one another, and hopefully sharing with one another. But God's path for you is different than for anybody else. So just because someone is making a mistake or a series of mistakes, or you're making mistakes or a series of mistakes, doesn't make learning the gifts less valuable. It's not a reflection on the gifts. It's a clear view of reality. We're in a learning process. We make mistakes. Yay! And the more we can make those mistakes with our eyes wide open, the more we will get through them. Embrace that whole concept. Make the mistake, get it over with. Trial and error, practice, and then move on. So we want to be willing to let God lead us into places where we can make mistakes, and let God do the same with others. We need to be reminded, and remind others when appropriate, that just because there are gifts operating in a person's lives, even on extremely high levels, doesn't mean they are walking in the Spirit, in dependence on Him. That's the opposite. And we'll talk more about that next week, because there's the balance. We don't want to share that, we don't want to start to believe that the level, that the immaturity of a person and the level of the gifts operating may be very well two different things. So we'll pick it up there next week. Until then, you can drop me a line at Diane@WeCanPrepare.org or Diane@TheRainersClub.org. Till then, have a great night. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.